This is Bird Note. In 2018, when paleontologist Daniel Field was researching the evolution of birds, he examined some previously overlooked fossil specimens from the end of the age of dinosaurs.
The fossils were discovered in the year 2000 by an amateur fossil collector from the Netherlands named Martin van Dinther. Basically, we had a very unimpressive-looking rock with a couple of bones poking out, but they looked like they were probably bird bones. So we wanted to try to peer inside the rock to see if there was anything on the inside.
He set aside his chisel for this delicate work. Daniel and his team used micro CT scanning, kind of like a high-energy CAT scan, letting them visualize the encased fossils in detail without the risk of damaging them.
And when we did that with this particular specimen, we were absolutely amazed to see that concealed completely within the rock was a near-complete, three-dimensionally preserved skull of a small bird from the end of the age of dinosaurs. And this just completely blew our minds, because a complete skull of an early modern bird from the end of the age of dinosaurs had never been seen before. All of the giant dinosaurs went extinct about 66.02 million years ago, when an enormous asteroid struck the Earth and caused one of the largest mass extinction events in the history of our planet. And this fossil is somewhere around 66.7 million years old, which means that this animal was alive in what you can think of as a geological blink of an eye before the asteroid impact. It provides us with a spectacular lens into what birds were like just before the asteroid impact that wiped out the giant dinosaurs.
This is the earliest known fossil record of a modern bird, distinct from bird-like dinosaurs, with features like a toothless beak and fused foot bones. The skull is small, a little under 2 inches long, so it wasn't a large bird. And comparing the fossil to modern birds reveals something really interesting.
The front of the skull looks very much like the skull of a small chicken-like bird, like a quail, whereas the back of the skull looks very similar to what you'd see in a small duck-like bird, something like a green-winged teal, for example. And this skull combines in a way we've never seen before, and that's fascinating because in the present day, the closest living relatives of the chicken group happens to be the duck group. We think that the fossil is close to the last common ancestor of this really important living group of birds.
And so, with this incredible turducken of a fossil, Daniel and his team named it the Wonder Chicken. They also gave it a more formal name of Asturionis maastrichtensis. But come on, Wonder Chicken. And the Wonder Chicken helps answer why those early modern dinosaurs survived the cataclysmic asteroid event.
In the aftermath of the asteroid impact, global forests were devastated due to wildfires from heated ejecta from the asteroid impact raining back down across the Earth.
And from the fossils, we know that the Wonder Chicken had long, narrow legs, and it was found in what was 67 million years ago, a Bahamas-like tropical white sand beach. That means it might not have needed forests to survive.
So it's very plausible to reconstruct the Wonder Chicken as having been a relatively small-bodied, long-limbed, shore-dwelling bird, something like a sandpiper in the present day, which may corroborate this sort of idea that ground-dwelling birds may have been at an advantage relative to their tree-dwelling relatives who went extinct when the asteroid struck.
This nondescript, quail-sized bird that walked along the Cretaceous shoreline has given us a much richer understanding of the origins of birds as we know them. And for that, it truly earns the title, Wonder Chicken. For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.